Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ.
Amen.
We are looking forward to a new heaven and a new earth, the home of righteousness. Those words were the antiphon, the first and last verses of the introit that we sang today. Words most appropriate for this last Sunday of the church year. This Sunday when our focus is looking forward to that day when Jesus returns and everything is made new. A new heavens, a new earth, a new you. The day when sin and death will be no more. The sin that causes so much trouble and sorrow. The death that stings so much, no more. It will be the home of righteousness. The home, our home, where everything is right. Now, this holiday season is just about upon us with Thanksgiving this week, and with it, the thoughts of many turn to home. Travel plans are made. I'll be home for Christmas remains a holiday favorite. But the truth is, our homes here are not homes where everything is right. In fact, they are often far from it. Our homes can be nice places, but they can also be messy places. They can be places of refuge from a harsh world. But the harsh world also often invades our homes. Our homes often have troubles, problems, and sorrows, which the holidays can sometimes make better, but can also make worse. That's what happens when sinners live in our homes. And there are sinners in all of our homes. And when sinners sin, as they always will, our homes are not places where everything is right. And so the home of righteousness, that's something to look forward to indeed. But before that home comes, this home, this old sinful world, must first die. For that's the way of it with God. That's the way He makes all things new, through death and resurrection. That's how He makes us new, by joining us to the death and resurrection of Jesus in holy baptism. Through water and the Word, drowning and killing the old sinner in us, and then raising to life a new man to live a new life. And every time that old sinner reappears and resurfaces to drown him again and again and again in repentance and strengthening the new man with absolution. A process that continues all the days of our lives until the promise of baptism is finally fulfilled. When our bodies succumb to death and then are raised new. New creations. Wholly new. Completely free from sin and death. When our tombs are as empty as Jesus' tomb, and His home becomes our home. The home of righteousness. And so it is with the world also. It must die to be made new. We heard of that in the readings today. Isaiah told us, the heavens will vanish like smoke, and the earth will wear out like a garment. Jesus said it too. Heaven and earth will pass away, he said, and then this too. The sun will be darkened. The moon will not give its light. The stars will be falling from heaven, and the powers in the heavens will be shaken. Which all sounds very frightening. And it should. For death is frightening. And this is creation dying. But with Jesus, death is not the end. Death is the wages of sin, and a creation plunged into sin will die. But Jesus' resurrection means that sin is atoned for, and if sin is conquered, then so is death. And so creation too will be recreated. As Isaiah goes on to say, with words very similar to Peter's in the introit antiphon. For behold, I create a new heavens and a new earth, and the former things shall not be remembered or come to mind. A new reality. With all new things, the home of righteousness. But it is not yet. Now, we sit at the bedsides of dying family and friends, and we watch our world passing away. But in the midst of this death, our Lord has not left us with nothing to hold on to, with nothing of permanency. That would be too much for us. And so Isaiah tells us that even as the heavens and the earth are vanishing and wearing out, that the Lord's salvation is forever, and His righteousness will never be dismayed. His righteousness will never die. Those are words talking about Jesus. For He is the salvation of the Lord. He is the righteousness of God. And because He died and then rose from the dead, defeating death, He cannot die again. And so in an ever-changing world, in a dying world, in a world passing away, where it seems like there is nothing you can hold on to, nothing that you can count on, we have something to hold on to. Him. Or, as Jesus put it, heaven and earth will pass away, but my words will not pass away. And so we hold on to Jesus, who cannot die again, by holding on to His words, which cannot pass away. Or maybe it's better to say that through His word, He hangs on to us. His Spirit working through His word, working in us, keeping us in the faith, strengthening us, holding us. And we've been hearing those words of Jesus all through this church year now ending. We heard His words of forgiveness spoken to sinners and prostitutes and paralytics and even the criminal hanging on the cross next to Him. And that same word is spoken to all of us sinners gathered here as well. We heard His words that give life just by the speaking of them. As with all creation, He speaks and it is so. And so we heard words that heal lepers, drive out demons, and raise the dead. Those words give you life as well, now and on the last day. We heard words that give food and drink as He changes water into wine, multiplies 5 loaves of bread and 2 fish to feed over 5,000 people. And then His words to His disciples and to us. This is My body, this is My blood, take and eat for you. Words that give you food and life in Him. We then heard His words of comfort and promise that no one will be able to snatch you out of His hand. That He is with you always. That blessed are you. And that in His Father's house are many rooms. And if He is going there to prepare a place for you, then He will come back for you too. Those words that give us hope. And then there are His words spoken by others. His words in the Old Testament that we find fulfilled in Him. His words spoken through angels. His words spoken through the apostles that teach us still today. Heaven and earth will pass away, but these words will not. For they are eternal words from the Eternal One. Words that give us who die eternal life. Words that give us the life of the one who cannot die again. Words that will provide a new heavens and a new earth. The home of righteousness. And they are words that can even make our homes here and now homes of righteousness. Not because we're suddenly going to stop being sinners, but as forgiven sinners, speaking that same powerful and forgiving word to others, encouraging them, helping them, supporting one another, as we heard from Jude, that we give what we have received. Christ speaking and acting through each of us as well. His word working, restoring the broken, raising the fallen, healing the hurt, comforting the mourning, and giving joy even in sorrow. And those are important words. Words to hang on to because we don't know when the day of Jesus' return will come. When the time will run out. And this world will finally die. So be on guard, Jesus says. Keep awake. And how do we do that? By the Word. By hearing and speaking the Word. By holding on to the Word. By living in the Word and living the Word. For that's what the servants do. Prophets, apostles, angels, you and me, it's all about the Word. The Word that created all things in the beginning. The Word that became flesh and redeemed all things on the cross. The Word through which the Spirit keeps and sustains us now. And the Word which is coming again on that last day. The Word of Him, as Jude again said, who is able to keep you from stumbling and to present you blameless before the presence of His glory with great joy. Blameless, glory, and joy.